Agrarian reform has been a burning issue for decades in Brazil, a country where nearly half of all land is controlled by less than 2% of the population. President Lula da Silva came to power in 2002, pledging to expropriate land and settle poor peasants. However, land reform advocates say the pace of agrarian reform has stalled in recent years and accuse the president of abandoning support for the landless in order to back big farm business, which has boomed under his administration. Derek Indo is a Catholic doctor from the English city of Bath, who has recently returned from a visit to Brazil where he met church activists campaigning for land reform. He spoke to me about his impressions.
I went to a national seminar in which Bishop Thomas Balduino was present, and the conclusion was that agrarian reform is stalled and needs to be completely looked at from anew.
So why has land reform stalled? Why is it proving so difficult to distribute the land to the landless peasants? Is it because of the power and influence of the nation's landowning lobby?
There is obviously a lot of vested interest in maintaining control of the land. And I think President Lula cannot actually do the deals he'd like to get land reform to happen.
Many people have been killed, such as Sister Dorothy Stang, a US-born Catholic sister who championed the rights of the landless. Is there still a lot of intimidation going on there against those who try to speak up for the rights of the landless? I know that you spent a lot of your time with Father Leo Dolan, an Irish-born priest who now works out there in Brazil and has been there indeed for many decades.
Yes, while we were there, in fact, 20 families went up under the auspices of MCC, which is the Movimento Camponeses Corumbiara, the People of the Fields movement arising out of Corumbiara, to settle on the land. And they were intimidated by the local landowners. They phoned Father Leo on the bus to say this, and he was about 1,000 miles away from them, so couldn't actually help. But he phoned the land reform agency called INCRA to see if they could go and protect them and help them. So yes, and that's just one isolated incident. Sister Dorothy was a far more coordinated action against someone who had done a great deal for the country and for the people and was well respected.
You talked there about, you know, how people are being intimidated. What sort of form does this intimidation make? Is it verbal threats? Do they sometimes resort to physical violence? Can you give us some more details there?
There is quite a catalogue of murders which have still to come before the courts. The most horrendous national, what they call a massacre, was at Corumbiara, where 10 people were killed. But there are isolated incidents happening every day of intimidation, both physical and verbal.
So when you went out and about and met these landless Brazilians, did you find there was quite a lot of disappointment, given that President Lula's government had come to power, you know, pledging to do more to speed agrarian reform on?
Yes, and the word that comes to mind is desanimado. The leader of MCC used that word to me several times because of the attempts, not just attempts, but well-coordinated thinking and writing of reports, showing how money was being misappropriated, showing how land was being misappropriated, and bringing this to the knowledge of the authorities has been disregarded.
Can you tell us a bit more about the role of the church? You said there that you heard this address by Bishop Thomas Balduino, who said that the agrarian reform had rather stalled at the moment. But what is it doing in concrete terms to stick up for the rights of these landless people?
Bishop Thomas came to this seminar, which I attended in Brasilia, as a mark of solidarity with the people. And he said that word maybe is a bit overused, but it was to be with them. He's been with them since the 70s and seen how things have changed over that period. He was unequivocal in stating that the church is fully behind the people who want land.
I was speaking to Derek Indo about his visit to Brazil.